Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal agents have raided the Virginia home of a Trump-era Justice Department official who supported debunked claims of election fraud in 2020. The reason behind the raid at Jeffrey Clark's home was not immediately clear. Days before the January 6th attack on the Capitol last year, Trump considered replacing the acting attorney general with Clark, who backed Trump's fraud claims. When Justice Department leaders threatened to quit, Trump backed down. Clark's role is expected to come up at this hour's public hearing in the House about the insurrection at the Capitol. Here's NPR's Windsor Johnston.
Trump had been told repeatedly that he had lost the election, but continued to pressure the Justice Department to investigate his false claims of widespread voter fraud. Today, the panel will hear from several DOJ officials, including Jeffrey Rosen, who became acting attorney general after William Barr resigned. In a prepared statement, Rosen said the department had been presented with no evidence of fraud that would have affected the outcome of the election. Former Justice Department officials Richard Donahue and Stephen Engel will also testify. Today will be the committee's last hearing this month. Testimony is expected to resume in mid-July. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
In a 6-3 ruling, conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court today struck down a New York law that restricts the concealed carrying of firearms in public. As NPR's Brian Mann reports, the ruling will affect gun regulations across the U.S.
This ruling, written by Justice Clarence Thomas, says governments can't simply argue gun regulations serve an important function, such as reducing gun violence, without also proving restrictions match the cultural norms at the time the Second Amendment was ratified in the 1700s. Similar public carry restrictions in a half dozen states are struck down, along with New York's law. President Joe Biden condemned the ruling, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul called for a special session of the legislature to consider new gun laws. Writing on Twitter, Hochul said it is outrageous that at a moment of national reckoning on gun violence, the Supreme Court has recklessly struck down a New York law that limits those who can carry concealed weapons. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris says the ruling driven by the court's conservative supermajority is disturbing.
The Supreme Court's decision today defies logic in terms of what we know we are capable of doing with reasonable gun safety laws to secure the safety and the well-being of the people of our nation.
The U.S. Senate's expected to vote tomorrow on bipartisan gun safety legislation resulting from negotiations that began after the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, last month. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 41 points at 30,523. The Nasdaq has risen more than 1%. This is NPR. An Italian judge has ordered Academy Award-winning film director Paul Haggis to remain under house arrest while authorities investigate allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in the south of the country. Adam Rainey has details from Rome.
Haggis has been ordered to remain at his temporary lodging outside the town of Ostuni in southern Italy. He was arrested on Sunday for allegedly raping a woman there over a period of 2 days. Prosecutors say a hospital report shows the woman required treatment for injuries she suffered during the alleged assault. According to the Associated Press, Haggis's Italian defense lawyer disputed the hospital report and said the filmmaker maintained he was innocent. Haggis, who won screenwriting and Best Picture Oscars for the film Crash, had traveled to Ostuni to take part in a film and arts festival. He has faced at least 4 other allegations of sexual misconduct in the U.S., which he denies. For NPR News, I'm Adam Rainey in Rome.
Nike reportedly is now pulling out of Russia. The sports apparel giant is the latest major international company to shut down operations following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in late February. In a statement, Nike says it's working to alleviate hardship on its employees in Russia as it scales down operations over the coming months. In the U.S., fewer Americans applied for unemployment insurance last week. The government is posting a decline of 2,000 applications from the previous week. That puts the overall total at 229,000. However, the less volatile 4-week average rose by 4,500. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.